So happy you're along here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Larry Mueller here. Today we take a look at the Savvy Consumer's Guide to Healthcare with our guest who will be with us by phone, Christine Larson of Lexington, Kentucky, who's written a book called Alternative Medicine. As I mentioned before the program, she was on our program about a month or 2 months ago or so, when the book first came out, and we had such a great response, we've asked her back. And Jim Packard's joining me now. And Jim, anyone listening today can get a copy of that book.
Indeed. This book is a part of a series of health and medical issues that's published by Greenwood Press. And each of these volumes addresses one topic and provides a balanced summary of what's known about that. And in this case, it's alternative medicine. So if the if you're interested in alternative medicine, if you practice alternative medicine or want to know more about it, this would be a very good volume for you to have in your house. And you can get your copy for a $240 pledge at 800-383-9772 or go to WPR.org. As you said, Larry, we had a great response to this, and we decided to make this book available to people who would like to join Wisconsin Public Radio. And so why not help us meet our goal of, is it $8,000 again,
Larry? Yeah, it's I believe it's $8,000 for this hour. And so I'll tell you what, that's a long ways. That's a lot of money, but we can do it with your help. And someone else is helping us out as well, and I wanted to bring this up because we have an anonymous donor who has provided matching dollar for dollar for the first $2,500 that gets raised only during this program. It won't be for another program. It's only for this program. So for every dollar you contribute, up to $2,500, you know that the dollar is going to be matched. So if you contribute the $240, know that another $240 is going to be going into the Wisconsin Public Radio coffers to help keep on the programming that you've come to enjoy. Let me give the number. It's 1-800-383-9772. 1-800-383-9772. Call in right now. Go online to WPR.org. If you can do that, that would be a help to us because it saves us a little money. So that's WPR.org. But the need is great, and your help is really appreciated during this drive. And to sort of let people know that here at the station that you enjoy this kind of programming. We're talking about alternative medicine today. That's one of the shows, the health shows that we try to do here on during this 11 to 12:30 time period. And you know the other shows, the gardening, the outdoors, authors of all types we've had on the program, how to fix up your home. Those are some of the topics we deal with. And if you appreciate those kinds of topics, I hope you'll call in with a contribution at 1-800-383-9772 or go online to WPR.org. Remember, any amount is most welcome. If you contribute at the $120 level, we'll send you the member benefit card. But if you can double that, $240, we'll be glad to send you the member benefit card plus the book, Alternative Medicine.
So it's the daily double. You'll have a chance to recoup your money and also make your money go twice as far as it normally would with this matching grant of the first $2,500. So why not decide right at this moment, I can't wait any longer, Larry. I must have that book because I need to know this kind of information, especially in a sort of a balanced way. It's not coming from any particular axe to grind or any particular philosophy you want to put out. This is a balanced look at what's going on, and we'll be talking more about that. But you can obtain your copy of Alternative Medicine. It just out in the last couple of months and represents several years' work for our guest this morning. And also, if you pledge at the $240 level, you know, you can break that out in installments. There's a number of options available to you. And we'll send the Wisconsin Public Radio member benefit card, 2-for-1 dining and 2-for-1 admissions at many cultural events, the dining at over 250 restaurants around Wisconsin. So it's an opportunity for you to both invest and recoup your investment at the same time and help Wisconsin Public Radio meet its $8,000 goal this hour.
And the immediate goal right now is to put $2,500 up there because then we'll have the matching money We need that $2,500 from you, and it can come in the form of a 120 or a 240 or a 50, whatever the amount you can afford, or maybe it's a $1,200 contribution and join our cruise of ideas. I'll talk more about that later on. But whatever the amount, you're going to be helping us out an awfully lot if you can make that contribution now. For every contribution we get here over the next several minutes, know that it's going to be doubled by a matching grant. It's not a challenge grant. It's a matching grant, dollar for dollar. So your dollar is going a lot further, and we certainly want to make that $2,500 goal. So call us at 1-800-383-9772 or go online to WPR.org. And I want to welcome back to the phones now Christine Larson of Lexington, Kentucky, adjunct faculty member with the University of Kentucky System. She's completing her doctoral work in evidence-based medicine, and she's the author of the book Alternative Medicine. It's published by Greenwood Press as part of a series on health and medical issues today. And we're pleased to have her back. We had such a good response the first time she was here. We wanted to get her back. And you can join in with a question for her or a comment for her as we move along. The number is 1-800-642-1234 or in Madison at 263-1890. Give us a call and we'll get you on board here. Christine Larson, welcome back. Thanks for taking time to be with us.
Thanks, Larry. It's great to be back.
We talked a little bit earlier, I talked a little earlier about if you take vitamins or if you diet in some way or exercise, it is kind of a form of alternative medicine, and I think the term often causes confusion for most people. I know we talked about that last time, but let's do it again. How do you define alternative medicine, and how does alternative medicine compare to conventional?
Well, and those are very good questions. Alternative medicine is essentially any form of healing therapy outside the confines of traditional medicine or Western medicine. And that includes pharmaceuticals, radiation, chemotherapy, and surgical procedures in the category of Western medicine. So anything outside the confines of that is classified under the heading alternative medicine.
Okay, so it's vitamins and exercise and all that's alternative medicine then?
Exactly. And one of the most common forms of complementary and alternative medicine practiced by U.S. consumers was prayer. And I don't
That's
think
right.
a lot of consumers would realize that prayer is categorized by the National Center for Complementary and Alternative Medicine as an alternative therapy.
Integrative medicine, that's another term that I see and you talk about. Is it the same thing as alternative medicine?
No, alternative medicine essentially means in lieu of conventional medicine, but integrative medicine incorporates both conventional medicine as well as what's called CAM therapy. And an example of that might be a patient sees their doctor regarding high blood pressure, and conventional medicine typically prescribes an antihypertensive blood pressure medication. That would be a conventional medical practice. Integrative practice would incorporate the antihypertensive agent along with a recommendation for dietary changes, exercise. So that would be an example of integrative medicine.
You know, I think before we go any further, I'd like you to go back over the book a little bit because you've got some really separate sections in the book that I think are fascinating, including a chapter, several chapters on controversies. Talk a little about the book.
Sure. The book essentially has a number of chapters. Obviously, I was commissioned to write the book on alternative medicine and to give a balanced view of alternative medicine to explain it to the consumer. But essentially, when I sat down to write the book, it really was more about introducing the concept of evidence-based medicine to the American consumer and then providing issues to consider in the absence of evidence-based medicine. And evidence-based medicine essentially means that we have the data that supports what works and does not work, and that's typically known as science. So in explaining alternative medicine to the consumer, obviously there are many alternative therapies that have not been evaluated for their efficacy, and as I mentioned in the preface,
yeah,
You know, some are dangerous, some are a waste of money, and some may compound your health problems. But on the if you're looking at healthcare and efficacy and scientific data, the fact of the matter is only 20 to 50% of conventional medicine is based on science. So that gives an entirely different picture of the whole issue of healthcare and health and healing. The book essentially was organized to give the origins of alternative medicine, the theories that underlie alternative medicine, the business of alternative medicine, and this might come as a surprise to some and maybe not to others, but alternative medicine represents a $47 billion a year industry, and the bulk of alternative and complementary forms of therapy are out-of-pocket expenses that consumers willingly pay. And that, I think, is an important fact to remember. Another chapter that I cover is why consumers seek alternative treatments. And really, it's for a very practical matter. What they're doing isn't working. And I think that that's something that certainly focuses in on evidence-based medicine.
Yeah, I agree. And well, your own personal story is very much tied in this book, Christine, and your health, your own health problems, and eventually how you had your health restored.
Right.
Maybe you could talk a little about what happened to you.
Certainly. The I really didn't choose to get involved in evidence-based medicine, and I probably would have preferred not to, but it chose me. And several years ago, I had sought treatment for a health problem and had two surgical procedures, and my health declined precipitously after those procedures. My curiosity, though, kicked in, and I wanted to understand why I had the outcomes that I did and what should have occurred. So I went to the science and tried to understand the science, and when I looked at the science, I realized both the problem and the solution. We didn't have good quality science. And essentially, the outcomes that I received represented every scientific gap in that area of healthcare. And that's really what got me involved in evidence-based medicine. Postoperatively, I gained 20 pounds, developed high blood pressure, high cholesterol, became pre-diabetic, and then the thyroid imbalance was diagnosed, and I was recommended for a thyroidectomy with radiation. I did the long-term outcomes on that, and again, we really didn't have quality long-term outcomes on those interventions, so I declined the surgery and sought to resolve the problem on my own. And fortunately, I was able to do that. Essentially, the problem was that I had developed insulin resistance, and once I addressed that with dietary changes and a regimen of vitamins, all of those five major health conditions were eliminated.
Went away, boy.
And that really made me a believer in evidence-based medicine, and it also taught me, you know, what can occur in its absence. And that, I think, is a critical issue in healthcare, and I think that it explains why the U.S. spends currently $2.2 trillion, and according to the World Health Report, we're ranked in the 30s in terms of health system effectiveness, right near the Dominican Republic. So that, in a nutshell, is what got me involved in this.
Let's take a call. Jean in Kenosha will give you a chance. Hi, Jean. Thank you for calling.
Hello. Hi, Jean. My question is, I have a 8-year-old son with autism. What would you recommend? I give him vitamins. I've taken him to a alternative medicine person, but still I don't see a lot of improvement. Is there any evidence that some of the amino acids are going to help the autistic kids?
Well, one of the things that I would recommend is that you read the book first.
Sure.
I referenced some of the work from orthomolecular scientists. In fact, I believe I devote a full chapter. And the book is dedicated to Dr. Linus Pauling. And for many of you that aren't familiar with him, Dr. Pauling is considered one of the greatest scientific minds of the 20th century. And he coined the term orthomolecular medicine. several decades ago, which basically means the right molecules in the right concentration. And that particular brand of medicine restored my health. I didn't realize it at the time, but the question that I asked the endocrinologist when he recommended the thyroidectomy was, you know, I recognized that that was one treatment option, but my question was, if the thyroid was functioning somewhat, wouldn't we want to understand why it wasn't functioning optimally and then try and help it function optimally? To answer your question, I don't give medical advice, obviously. I'm not a medical doctor. But I would highly encourage you to research with the academic health centers across the country who are the top research centers in that particular area of healthcare, and read about what they're doing that is really state-of-the-art treatment protocols in that particular area. And I think that that would give you a baseline in terms of increasing your level of knowledge in terms of what's being done, what does the science say, what are the treatment outcomes when these particular interventions are used, and I think that would be a good start for you.
Mm. Jean, okay. Good luck. Thank you very much.
Okay.
I appreciate your call very much. Christine Larson, our guest today, author of the book Alternative Medicine. And you can join in with your own questions or comments here at 1-800-642-1234 or in Madison at 263-1890. Give us a call. We'll be glad to get you online with your own questions or comments. I'm Larry Mueller. Jim Packard, our producer. You are listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Talking alternative medicine today with our guest, Christine Larson, author. She's from Lexington, Kentucky, by the way. Associated with the University of Kentucky system, where she's an adjunct faculty member, and is author of the book titled Alternative Medicine. We're pleased to have her here, and certainly if you have some questions for her as we move along, join in at 1-800-642-1234 or in Madison at 263-1890. Give us a call with your questions or with your comments. What about managed care and alternative therapies? I guess one of the, as you were pointing out earlier, a lot of people pay a lot of money out of their own pockets for alternative therapies and so forth. But managed care often does not provide much help in that area.
Well, and that's a very good point, Larry. Some parts of the country, however, do cover some forms of alternative and complementary. They're typically referred to as CAM, complementary and alternative medicine. But, for example, on the East and West Coast, Peltier referred to those managed care companies as typically the cultural innovators, and they typically do cover the top three, which is chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. Other parts of the country, obviously, are not there yet, but I don't think that that keeps consumers away from exploring various forms of healing. And I think the fact that they spend upwards of $47 billion annually speaks to the desire of consumers to seek things that work.
Yeah. And of pharmaceuticals, you've got quite a chapter, a fascinating chapter in your book on pharmaceuticals versus alternative therapies. And pharmaceuticals, as you point out, and as kind of you've been discussing here, aren't always the answer.
Well, I think one of the, obviously, everything is appropriate given certain clinical characteristics. I was a former pharmaceutical representative several years ago, so I know the value of certain pharmaceuticals in given situations. However, I believe that my personal experience had an impact on me because much of my treatment involved essentially treating symptomatology, and I wasn't getting any better. And, you know, medications were increased, and my health continued to decline. So my logical mind said, you know, obviously something's not working here. And essentially it was basically orthomolecular medicine, which addressing the insulin resistance with diet, and then a regimen of vitamins that essentially restored my health. So that, again, had a powerful impact on me. And what in writing the book on evidence-based medicine for the consumer, I felt that my experience was not an isolated experience, that, in fact, what I learned could benefit thousands of consumers across the country,
yeah,
which is really the reason I wrote the book.
Yeah. And Christine Larson is our guest, author of Alternative Medicine. If you want to join in with your own question or comment, maybe you've got an experience to share as well, give us a call at 1-800-642-1234. Or if you're in the Madison area, reach us at 263-1890, 263-1890. It'd be fun to hear some other people's experiences along these lines as well. But we spend a lot of money on pharmaceuticals here in this country. What's the amount again? You mentioned it, I think.
Well, we spend, that's one of the areas of healthcare that is increasing to the greatest extent. And a couple of the things that I mention in the chapter is the concerns of sales trumping science. Whenever we have anything other than science leading, it's going to play out in a problematic way. And the example that I highlight in the chapter, because I think it's significant not only for consumers, but also for the medical community and the business community to understand, and that was the case of Vioxx. And in the case of Vioxx, although it made it through the regulatory hoops of the FDA, it showed significant cardiac effects in the initial clinical trials. And the drug made it through the regulatory hoops. The lead researcher, as a result of the data being proprietary, which meant it was owned by the pharmaceutical firm, was prohibited from releasing the cardiac effects to the public at that point. And as a result, the drug was released onto the market, and then what happened was there was a sudden spike in sudden cardiac death in the membership of the database at Kaiser Permanente. And it was an astute data analyst at Kaiser that brought that to the attention of the FDA. And the common denominator was that all of the patients that were affected were, in fact, on Vioxx.
Yeah.
So that gives an example of, you know, when science does not lead, it's going to play out in a negative way.
Yeah. And sort of, is that why you can say that so many of the pharmaceuticals are really not science-based?
Well, I think if you read the chapter, and the chapter, the studies are obviously from reputable medical publications, but I think the theme that comes across in all of the research that I've cited is we need to be sure that science is leading, and
yeah,
and when science is not leading, it's going to be problematic.
Yeah. Well, let's take some more calls. Anna in Madison, thank you for calling. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I'd like to talk about my experience with my son. I've got an 18-year-old son. He has suffered from food allergies and eczema ever since he was a baby. And we moved to Madison almost 2 years ago. Last year was our first spring here. And we found out he had contracted dermatitis. So he'd go to school, he'd come home, and his body was in a terrible state. It looked like it was burnt all over. We kept going to allergists, we saw two dermatologists, we saw his pediatricians, and every time the only solution they advised was steroids, either topical steroids for his body, or he took during the spring and summer probably about four times at least oral steroids. And we got to a point where the steroids would work where just the first few days at a high dose, as soon as we started tempering it down, his eczema would come back. And I got to a point I was desperate with this little boy. He couldn't look at himself in the mirror. I kept going to the doctors and say, please, what can we do? And every time the answer was steroids. So, you know, I found an alternative doctor, chiropractor, specialized in a holistic approach. And, you know, the result has been wonderful. For the first time in years, my son hasn't had any antibiotics, any steroids since last October. His skin is beautiful. He his health is so much better. His breathing is much better. We hardly ever use his albuterol. And I just find that it's such a wonderful experience for me as a mother to have found this solution for my child, and I just wanted to talk about it.
Oh, well, that's a wonderful story. Christine Larson, a comment from you.
Well, I congratulate you on your good experience. I think one of the things that I thought of as you were speaking is if we go back to the data of 20 to 50% of medicine is based on science, then to me it explains much of what occurs when we access the healthcare system in search of solutions. And I think one of the things that I've learned is that typically doctors will practice the protocols that they're taught in medical school. And in most instances, they do the best with what they know. The difficulty is that we don't have sufficient science. And one of the things you mentioned with steroids, I know that they're commonly used, but they also have side effects. And I think that's a concern, and I'm glad for you that you were able to find a more natural solution to the problem, and that the problem was corrected.
Yeah,
because that's essentially what healthcare should be about, is really correcting the problem.
Yeah. Anna?
Can I just make another quick point? I just, you know, when I went to the allergist, they did all sorts of tests about food allergies, but when I went to the alternative doctor, she carried out tests for food sensitivities.
Right.
And what we found is that in some cases, what was not showing up as a food allergy was showing up as a food sensitivity that was actually like dairy and gluten was actually the problem was causing his major eczema.
Right.
And we found by changing the diet and by within dietary supplements and so on, you know, it's just we had a wonderful result that I didn't find, you know, in the traditional, you know, medical approach.
Yeah, very well, interesting.
And I think you bring up a good point, and that is one of the things that I mention in the book, and it's probably unusual in this respect, is certainly when it comes to solving a health problem, you want to explore everything that's available. And I think the true test is, did it solve the problem? And in your case, essentially what you found was that people on the holistic side were more in tune with the issues that were underlying your son's condition. And as a result, their knowledge helped you in solving the problem for your son.
Yeah. Thank you very much, Anna, for calling and sharing that with us. I appreciate it very much. And Betty in Waukesha, it's your turn. Hi, Betty.
Hi. Thank you for this program.
Sure.
I just wanted to say that my husband suffered through chemotherapy, and it was not successful. It is based on tricking cancer cells into accepting a chemical. He had 5-FU. He was one of the first to get it. And so I've done a great deal of research ever since. And it's discovered now, because I had a problem, that vitamin C, given intravenously at high dosage, is wonderful chemotherapy because it does not destroy the body. Mm. As the regular chemotherapies, you are not able to. Now, this has been endorsed by NIH in the September 05 issue of Proceedings of National Academy of Sciences.
Mm-hmm.
They have recommended this for cancer treatment. They have done their own research.
Mm-hmm.
And at the end of the article, they urge strong going forward on the research for bacterial and virus treatment.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the molecular structure of vitamin C is very much like sugar, which cancer cells love, I understand.
Mm-hmm.
And if you if you have a cancer and you're eating a lot of sugar, you're feeding your cancer. But the vitamin C at high doses intravenously. Before this, they had known about vitamin C, but they had given it orally or, you know, in too small amounts.
Mm-hmm.
But this, and I went to the center in Wichita, the Center for the Improvement and Alternative Research Center, actually. It's a wonderful place in Wichita, Kansas, Center for the Improvement of Human Functioning, and did indeed stop the growth.
Oh, interesting. Christine, a comment on that?
Well, you bring up a very interesting point, and that is looking at the different approaches to cancer treatment. And obviously the orthomolecular approach is in the umbrella of complementary and alternative therapies. But one of the interesting things, again, and I keep bringing back the 20 to 50% of medicine is evidence-based, what you bring out, I think, is a very important issue, and that is looking at the different philosophies in terms of treatment of cancer. One of the things, when studies are done, that, and there was a study that I referenced in the book looking at long-term outcomes of chemotherapy, particularly in younger patients. And what they're finding is that many of the outcomes in other words, they're having to be hospitalized more frequently. Hmm. And really at the core of that is looking at, there are two different approaches to treatment of cancer. Obviously, the chemotherapy is an aggressive approach, but it has a philosophy behind it, whereas the opposite approach is what you referenced in terms of understanding what's happening and then assisting the body versus weakening it through chemotherapy. But again, there are two totally different approaches to it. But you know, you bring up a very important issue.
I disagree. I'm sorry. The vitamin C is actually toxic, but at the same time, you can give more of it. It's toxic to the cancer cells, but it also supports the immune system and the other tissues.
Right.
Yeah, and I think that's what you were saying. Is it not, Christine, that it helps? It does not weaken the body.
Exactly.
It strengthens.
And in fact, there is a chapter comparing some of the current traditional approaches to treatment of cancer versus orthomolecular theory, and I would encourage you to read the book, particularly that chapter, because I think you'd find it very interesting.
Yeah, I think so. Betty, thank you very much for calling. I want to give some other folks a chance to get on. And by the way, if you'd like to join in with your own question or comment or experience, give us a call at 1-800-642-1234 or in Madison at 263-1890. And let's turn to Joe in Duluth, Minnesota next. Hi, Joe. Thank you for calling.
Good morning.
Morning.
I had a couple of incidents that I remember to this day, and it confuses me when I listen to the commercials from the pharmacology people. I was a student at the U, and I went to the health service because about mid-morning, as a dental student, I was getting the shakes. And the man said, go and get yourself a donut. You've got low blood sugar. It wasn't until a few years later I finally read Dr. Brady's column in the Evening Press, and he suggested that the problem was hypersensitivity to carbohydrate and therefore overproducing insulin and not recovering from the glycogen enough sugar to stabilize yourself.
Right.
So I learned real rapidly that what I needed was a little cheese or some nuts or a little bit of meat or abstain from carbohydrate.
Yeah.
Well, you bring up a very good point because I had become insulin resistant and had a hypersensitivity to carbohydrates as well, and I didn't know it. And it was interesting because my caloric intake was not that high, but what I was eating was high in carbohydrates. And one of the chapters in the book, I mention, you know, what that meant to my health. And essentially, it was at the core of all my major health conditions. And once I was able to identify that and address it, then all my health conditions were eliminated. And that had a powerful effect on me.
Oh.
One of the individuals that has endorsed the book is Dr. Frederick Benigni. He's a cardiologist from Cornell University, and he has published a book on that particular issue. And the fascinating thing, one of the reasons I wanted him to review the manuscript and comment was through his research that I had read. And essentially, he had developed a health condition and weight gain, and he had become insulin resistant. And one of the fascinating aspects of that is in medical school training, there's very little attention paid to diet, and it's a critical area in healthcare. So one of the things that he's done now is he addressed that with the insulin resistance with dietary changes, and now he's incorporated that into his practice. And he leads the heart disease, diabetes, and weight loss centers of New York City. But that's an example of the impact of diet and its impact on overall health.
Yeah. Thank you very much, Joe, for calling. Appreciate it. John in Waupun, it's your turn. Hey, John.
Enjoying the show. I'm a explorer of holistic medicine and don't like taking any kind of medication because I just don't trust a lot of it. But I have a reoccurring situation with a ganglion cyst in my wrist and swelling of my my knee. I've tried naproxen. It had short-term effects. I've tried glucosium. I've tried, and that had no effect at all. Is there any kind of supplement or any type of thing that might be helping as far as joints or the cyst itself from coming and going?
I mean, might be a hard one without, but Christine, go ahead and comment.
Well, the obviously, as I said, I do not give medical advice, and I don't recommend any particular product. Something that, however, was very instructive for me is I had significant fluid retention when I had become insulin resistant. And once I addressed that with dietary changes, then the fluid retention was eliminated.
Hmm.
And that's something that, again, had a profound effect on me. You know, just a simple thing like dietary changes. And one of the things I would recommend to your listener is that he read the chapter on what I've written about insulin resistance and dietary changes, because I don't know if that's maybe part of the problem for him, but I know that it had an impact on me.
Yeah. Thanks, John. Hoda and Madison, it's your turn next. Hi, Hoda.
Hi. I'm really enjoying listening to your talk. I'm a fourth-year medical student at UW-Madison. And I wanted just to comment and say that I've noticed a nice shift in medical teaching, and that there's a lot of schools offering electives where students can take an alternative medicine course. And I actually took that opportunity as a second-year med student. And in Madison, they offer, like, weekly evening lectures, and they talk about a wide variety of subjects like yoga and Reiki and homeopathy. And it's something that the community, anyone in Madison or in the area, can definitely join in on. And usually at the Health Sciences Learning Center, Tuesdays from 6 to 8, which is right next to the UW Hospital. And, I mean, when I took it, there was about 30 students in the class, and it's definitely growing. And I think it's very important for physicians to, you know, be aware of all the different types of medicine that's out there.
Exactly. And it's wonderful to get your call, being a part of the medical community. Something that may be of interest to you in the book is the UW-Madison typically tends to be a bit ahead of the curve, and I cite some research on courses in CAM, and I just want to read one of the excerpts. I mentioned in here the majority of medical schools now offer courses in CAM. The University of Wisconsin, when they first offered an evening elective CAM course for 2 years running, had the highest enrollment rate in the medical school's history. So that gives you a sense of the eagerness of medical students to want to understand and incorporate CAM therapies in their clinical practices.
Hoda, I thank you very much for calling. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Appreciate your call very much. Christine Larson, our guest today, author of Alternative Medicine. It's published by Greenwood Press. I'm Larry Mueller here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Taking a look today at A Consumer's Guide to Healthcare with Christine Larson of Lexington, Kentucky, adjunct faculty member with the University of Kentucky System and author of Alternative Medicine, published by Greenwood Press. And it is one of our gifts, thank you gifts today, Jim Packard, for those people who contribute $240.
That's right. A $240 pledge will get you a copy of this book. And I'll just give you a couple of endorsements from the scientific community. Dr. Samuel Benjamin, who has the Dr. Sam Shaw on radio, said it's an excellent, informative, well-organized, easy-to-read book, and I highly recommend it. It's a must for your reading list. Health is too important to ignore, and understanding Understanding the Landscape of Medicine and the Options Available is the Key. You need this book. Dr. William Parker, who is a clinical professor at UCLA, said today more than ever, patients need to actively participate in their health care decisions. Prevention is the key to good health, and this book describes the ways to get the best from preventative strategies, alternative medicine, and Western medicine. So those are two endorsements from the scientific community to show you that the book has some value to you. Mm-hmm. And so if you value the program and you listen to Larry Mueller on a regular basis, you take his advice and two aspirin and go to bed at night, then this book is definitely for you. 800-383-9772 is our number. We mentioned a $240 pledge to get you a copy of Alternative Medicine. And also, then you're automatically qualified to get the member benefit card from Wisconsin Public Radio. And you can recoup the cost of your membership in Wisconsin Public Radio quite easily over the next year at 250 restaurants in Wisconsin and nearby. And also two-for-one admission at various cultural events. So it's an opportunity for you. And also, we've got the $2,500 matching grant. So for the first $2,500, Larry.
That's a wonderful thing. An anonymous donor has come up with $2,500, and it's a dollar-for-dollar match. And so for every dollar you contribute, that essentially, if it's $1, you're contributing $2 until we get to that $2,500 goal, and we haven't gotten there yet. So we definitely want to reach that goal and get that $2,500 in the coffers here at Wisconsin Public Radio. So whatever amount you can afford certainly is going to help us out an awfully lot on this program, be it $50. Someone contributed $50. Someone else contributed $240. What about you? Maybe $240 is great, or maybe you want to join our Cruise of Ideas, which is for a $1,200 contribution. On June 30th, you can join myself and Joy Cardine and Gene Faraca on a boat cruise of Lake Monona in Madison. We'll be cruising around and dining in elegance on the boat with some great foods. Following that, we'll be headed over to my place. It's just a couple hundred-yard walk over there, and we'll have some of my wife Renee's great desserts and some wine and soft drinks and coffee, and you'll be able to ask all of your behind-the-scenes questions that you've ever wanted to ask about Wisconsin Public Radio, and we'll try to answer them. There are, I don't know, 12 pairs, something like a dozen pairs, I think, left. So for every $1,200 contribution, you get a pair of tickets. So there's two tickets, you and a spouse or friend or whoever you want to bring along with you. Bring them along, and we'll have a lot of fun. The contribution of $1,200, like every other contribution, can be made at 800-383-9772 or by going online to WPR.org. And we hope you'll do this not only for the thank you gifts that we offer, but because you enjoy programs like this with Christine Larson talking about alternative medicine. I know that's on the minds of a lot of people. We have several folks online waiting to ask questions of her. If you've learned something from this program or from the other programs that air from 11 to 12:30, why not support it right now with your contribution? 1-800-383-9772 or online to WPR.org.
Larry, I was looking back at some of the medical programs we've done recently. We did a program on healthy heart with a doctor from the Cleveland Institute last month. We did a program on eating disorders that got a lot of response. We've got one next week on eye diseases with two University of Wisconsin ophthalmologists. Programs on personal computing, science, all scheduled. Next week, we'll also be talking about canoeing and kayaking, and we'll go outdoors with Scott Craven. Mm-hmm. And another program on spring outings in Wisconsin, great walks around the state, programs on home renovation and pet care, and Wisconsin's wonders. We did a program with Gary Knowles about his and others' ideas about the wonders of Wisconsin. So we've got that narrowed down, and semifinalists coming up in a couple of weeks. Phil Pelletieri is going to be along at some point to update us on bees and the problems with the bee colonies. We've got something about old radio with Something in the Air, that the book that you're reading. And, of course, Garden Talk every Friday. So it's just a feel for what goes on around here. If that sounds like the kind of programming that you enjoy and that you take part in, and that you have come to rely on as a source of information for you, then why not support Wisconsin Public Radio and Larry Mueller right now with your pledge? If it's $240, we'd be happy to take that at 800-383-9772, or you can go online at WPR.org and make your pledge there.
And Christine's book, Christine Larson's book, is filled with great information, as you probably have no doubt understood from listening to her speak. There's an overview of alternative medicines. She tackles the controversies. Do alternative therapies work? Should alternative medicine be regulated by the government? Should managed care provide coverage for alternative therapies? Pharmaceuticals versus alternative therapies. Culture and health, who bears the responsibility for health and health care? And a look at the future of the health and health care industry. So a lot of great information in the book, and I hope you'll be able to help us out, make your contribution at of $240, and then receive a copy of that book along with a member benefit card, and you're going to be happy and healthy. Give us a call at 1-800-383-9772. Or go online to WPR.org. Join Robert in La Crosse. Good programs, Robert says. Or Bridget in Port Washington, who thinks that public radio is an invaluable source that needs to be supported. How about you now? And help us with this $2,500. We haven't reached the $2,500 matching yet, Jim, and we need to certainly reach that goal.
So this is the opportunity and this is the time for you to call Wisconsin Public Radio with your financial pledge of support. Say that you enjoy Larry Mueller's work. You enjoy the topics that he talks about and the guests that he has. I learned something from it. It's done in a humorous and yet, you know, rather serious way. And this is the kind of program that I enjoy supporting. And I can do that at 800-383-9772 or WPR.org. We have an $8,000 goal in this hour, and that $8,000 goal represents our fraction of what it takes to put together an operating budget, and you provide 30% of that operating budget with your call. So you're paying for the 800 service that people use during the program today. You're paying for the WPR.org portion of what goes on here. We have 15 stations that are connected in Wisconsin Public Radio's Ideas Network, and so you're helping to offset some of those expenses to pay for those, and you're able to then keep track of what's going around the state in the way of news, because the news bureaus are paid for in your calls. So these are goals that are realistic and that have to be met if we're going to be successful in this drive, and we'd love to hear from you right now with your pledge.
1-800-383-9772 or go online to WPR.org. I should mention we'll be talking some more with Christine Larson. And she'll be able to answer more of your questions as we move along. But I want to go back to our anonymous donor. This is a very generous donor who is putting the money up to encourage you to support what you enjoy and enjoy here on Wisconsin Public Radio. The person happens to be a fan of this particular program and wanted to encourage other people like you to call in with a contribution, and that's why the person she's put up a $2,500 matching grant. It's not a challenge grant. It's a matching grant. So every dollar we receive up to $2,500 is going to be matched by that anonymous donor. So every dollar that you're sending in right now is matched by that donor, and I hope you'll keep that in mind as you think about this here on the Ideas Network. This program, between 11 and 12:30, we have a lot of fun putting it on every day, mostly because we have great guests. We've worked very hard to bring you topics, I think, that you enjoy, that you can't always get anywhere else, Jim. The information that we provide on a daily basis, I think, it's wonderful to be able to pick up the phone, call in, and ask an expert like Christine Larson or ask an expert like Scott Craven or any of our other guests here and get that question answered. Or maybe you don't call in, but you're listening and hear something that you're able to use. I mentioned yesterday the caller the person who wrote me and said his medical condition was taken care of as a result of listening to one of the programs. He was a biology professor but had not recognized his own symptoms until he heard them discussed on this program. he then sought the proper treatment and was cured. And so he left a very nice contribution along with a very hearty thanks for the information that we provide. How about you? Give us a call now at 1-800-383-9772, whatever the amount. $50, $120, $240. We'll send you a copy of the book and the member benefit card for that $240, or $1,200, and join us on the cruise. That would help us reach that goal in a hurry if we had a few of those, Jim.
Indeed. We have a terrific book for you as a thank you gift, and we think that the information in there is invaluable to you, especially if you're interested in all in alternative medicines. You know, if you pray, if you take vitamins, if you exercise, do you diet? There was an article out yesterday that brought some confusion about whether or not some of the vitamins could extend one's life. I don't know if I would go that far, but I think that vitamins have a place. You can read all about the role of vitamins and in alternative medicines in this book that you can get with your pledge of $240 at 800-383-9772. You'll automatically get the Wisconsin Public Radio member benefit card as well, so you can recoup the cost of your investment. It's 800-383-9772 or WPR.org.
We're going to have a look at the news here in just a minute. I want to thank everybody who's called in so far with a contribution, but if you haven't contributed yet, please call in now at 1-800-383-9772 or simply go online to WPR.org. Talking alternative medicine today, and to give you a savvy consumer's guide to healthcare, we have Christine Larson of Lexington, Kentucky, adjunct faculty member with the University of Kentucky System, and an author, the author of the book Alternative Medicine. It's published by Greenwood Press. Happy to have her on and happy to have you listening in. And people have been waiting a while. I want to go to Rich in Kenosha. And Rich, I thank you for waiting. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
I was interested in if there's any new research on autism.
On autism.
Yes, and in terms of alternative medicine, I guess. Any ideas there, Christine?
Well, one of the things, I referenced some of the literature on orthomolecular medicine and some of the approaches that those scientists took in that particular arena. But what I would encourage your listener to do is to begin their own research on one of a starting point that I think is a useful one is there are academic research institutes across the country that specialize in various areas of healthcare. And what I would encourage your listener to do is to become informed on what are considered some of the state-of-the-art treatments in that particular area of healthcare. And that would give you a starting point.
Okay. Good luck. Thank you, Rich, for calling. Tom in Appleton, your turn. Hi, Tom.
Yes, good morning.
Morning.
Good afternoon.
Our afternoon, you're right.
I was just, I didn't catch all of the show, but I am interested to know if she had mentioned, if Christine had mentioned, she mentioned thyroid.
Right.
So what, you had somewhat of a problem, you had an operation, and then you found out something was wrong with your thyroid?
Right. I had a hysterectomy and a bilateral oophorectomy for treatment of uterine fibroids. And then the thyroid imbalance several years later was finally diagnosed. But my sense is that it was probably there at the onset and was never completely detected.
Okay.
And so what did you, how long did it take for you to get leveled out?
Well, essentially the core problem which was having an impact on my thyroid was insulin resistance. And once I was able to address that, then the thyroid function went back to normal range.
Okay, so it really was a problem that hurt your thyroid, not your thyroid making a problem.
Right. Basically, the insulin resistance was the causal factor.
Correct.
And it was impacting the thyroid imbalance.
Okay.
And then once I addressed the core problem, then the other health conditions resolved themselves.
Very good. Well, you got lucky.
Okay. Thanks, Tom.
Thank you.
Appreciate the call. You can join us, by the way, at 1-800-642-1234. 1-800-642-1234. Or if you're in the Madison area, reach us at 263-1890. 263-1890. Give us a call. We'll get you on pretty quickly here. I guess in some ways we all kind of bear our own responsibility for our health and health care. You talk about that that issue of who bears the responsibility in your book, and maybe you could comment a little bit on that, Christine.
Sure, Larry. Well, one of the chapters is looking at culture and health and who essentially is responsible for health and health care. And I think that that is a multifaceted issue. Obviously, individuals are responsible for their own health care, and the book essentially advocates for consumers to take a greater role in their own health and greater responsibility for their health. But I also think that employers certainly are part of that equation, and some of the literature that I referenced, the World Health Report, for example, is one, and we are the only industrialized nation, the United States is the only industrialized nation that does not provide some basic type of health care for their population. Other industrialized nations do. So these issues, I think, are coming more and more to the forefront, and I believe that they will be addressed. How they're addressed, I don't have the answer to, but I believe that, you know, currently we have roughly 45 million uninsured Americans, which is a very hot political issue. But secondly, and equally as important, is that we spend more than any other industrialized nation, and yet we do not have the positive outcomes in terms of health outcomes. So then the question is raised, you know, looking at it from a return on investment standpoint, is where is all this money going if it's not impacting and improving health?
Yeah. Chaz in Oneida, it's your turn next. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Thank you for the excellent discussion.
Thanks.
Two quick questions and perhaps comments. One is around the cost of preventive health investments in the overall health care cost, and the other is the value of folk or cultural knowledge in alignment with normal medicine, if you will. Certainly cultural knowledge in the Black community, Indigenous community, and Chicano community, and Anglo community certainly is becoming more valued. So I wanted to comment to those two points, if you could comment.
Sure.
Now, could you be a little bit more specific when you talk about costs on the preventative side?
Well, I think there's increasing realization that putting investment in preventive elements of health care is bringing us into a less of a cost in the end.
Yes. Yes,
so and if you can talk about that.
Right. What you're talking about is essentially shifting. Right now, we have one of the most expensive healthcare systems on the planet, on the globe. And essentially, we have a model that's what's frequently referred to as a disease model. In other words, we don't access the healthcare system until there are significant problems. And we put very little attention on the preventative end. And really, what is needed, and this is beginning to happen. Not necessarily because it's the right thing to do, but out of a purely economic reason, because companies cannot afford to continue to pay what they're paying on health care. It's cutting into profit margins. And so what we're seeing now is there's increasing political pressure to address the high cost of health care. So we're beginning to see a shift away from the disease model and toward a preventative model. And I'll give you an example. In the New York Times, several weeks ago, there was a cover story on Toyota Manufacturing opening up a $9 million clinic next to their San Antonio plant in Texas. And essentially, they built their own facility to do one thing, and that is to address the cost of health care, to provide good coverage for their employees, and to begin to make that shift away from a disease model toward a preventative model. And that really is a powerful message of Toyota is doing a number of innovative things, but one of the most important things they're doing, for those that keep track of healthcare and what the business community is doing, is they're shifting because that is essentially, if you look at a profit and loss statement that companies have, CEOs are very familiar with it. There are two columns.
One is the loss column, and that's your overhead. Those are your expenditures. The second is the profit column. And the more that they can move healthcare expenditures, the more they can reduce healthcare expenditures, they're moving dollars out of their loss column and putting them into their profit column.
Yep.
And that is what is keeping Toyota sort of ahead of the pack in automobile manufacturing, because they recognize the importance of prevention. And the other message that I took from that article was, if I were the CEO of a large managed care company, that article would concern me. And it would concern me for two reasons. Number one, the message that I gleaned from that was that companies, if they're large enough and have sufficient resources, in order to bring down the cost of health care, may in fact build their own clinics, staff it with their own people, and they will accomplish that goal.
Yeah. What about the part that Chaz mentioned about the folk and cultural kinds of ways of treating?
Well, and I think that's an excellent point, and that's covered in a couple of the chapters. Mm-hmm. When we look at alternative medicine, one of the myths is that it's something relatively new, and one I debunk that myth and present two forms of complementary and alternative medicine. One is called Chinese medicine, and the second is Ayurvedic medicine, which comes from India. And those healing systems have been in existence for 3,000 to 5,000 years. And they incorporate, I believe, much of what you're referring to in the folk and cultural type of, mm-hmm. of health. And the fact of the matter is that they offer substantial value to consumers as they seek various remedies for their health. So certainly, and I think that you would find those segments of the book very interesting.
Thanks again for calling, Chaz. Appreciate it very much. And Marilyn in Madison, your turn. Hi, Marilyn.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. I am calling because a friend of mine was just diagnosed with breast cancer, and I'm thinking of ways to prevent this. And I'm wondering if you would recommend eating organic food and especially drinking milk without the bovine growth hormone.
Well, and those are very good questions. Breast cancer seems to be a phenomenon in our culture. And I reference a number of studies that I think you and your friend would find very useful. One of the book is focused on evidence-based medicine, but one of the things that I found studies very powerful, and that was, and I'd encourage you and your friend to read more about it, but it was published in the New York Times by Gina Collada back in December. And the fascinating thing, it was the report from the Symposium on Breast Cancer that was held in San Antonio, Texas. And one of the findings that was reported at that symposium was that certain types of breast cancer declined 7 to 15% across the United States in the year 2003. And the only logical explanation given by the clinicians and statisticians attending the symposium was that in 2002, the Women's Health Initiative study results were published. And if you're familiar with that study essentially found that hormone replacement therapy was increasing the incidence of heart disease, cancer and stroke with women in the treatment group. And the value of that literature was essentially what happened. Once that study was published, then gynecologists and their patients across the country basically revisited the protocol and modified it, and many of the women stopped taking it. And as a result of that, breast cancer rates declined 7 to 15% across the country.
Oh. Thank you very much, Marilyn, for calling. Appreciate it. Christine Larson, our guest today, author of Alternative Medicine. And we're joined once again by Jim Packard. And, Jim, we still have work to do.
We do indeed. If we're going to make our goals today, we've got to step up the action and hear from you. And the reason that you would call in the first place is because you believe in Wisconsin Public Radio and listen to Larry's program on a regular basis, have come to trust the information, and know that you can take part at any time because of the 800 service that we offer among the stations of the Ideas Network. And we're paying for those 800 services with your phone calls. We're paying for dues to NPR to catch the news later on. There are many, many costs that are paid for in these drives. 30% of our program budget is taken up in these drives. And so it's important that we hear from you to meet our goals. The number is 800-383-9772 or WPR.org. And a $240 pledge will get you the book Alternative Medicine by Christine Larson. And we'll also send you the member benefit card. This book provides you with a balanced, in-depth look at medical, scientific, legal, and cultural issues surrounding alternative medicine, and it's available to you for a $240 pledge. You don't have to pay that at one time. You can spread it out with installments. There are a number of options available to you. And if you can afford to go $240, maybe you'll think about joining Larry on the Cruise of Ideas this June.
And taking a little boat ride with myself and Gene Faraca and Joy Cardine as we travel around Lake Minot and eating fine wine, eating fine foods, and maybe drinking some fine wines, and just actually having a wonderful time, and then go off to our home, that my home, which is located pretty close to the boat dock, and we'll have some great desserts from Renee there. That's for a $1,200 contribution, and two pairs of tickets. And I tell you what, Jim, we still have not met our matching goal of $2,500, and one of those pairs of tickets, one cruise ticket, would resolve that issue for us once and for all. So I'd love to see a $1,200 contribution, but frankly, whatever amount you can afford, be it $50 or $100 or $120, $120 will send you the member benefit card. $240 will send you a copy of the book Alternative Medicine along with the member benefit card, and then for $1,200, get off the dock and on the boat and away we go around the shores of Lake Monona.
I did check, Larry, to make sure that you couldn't perform wedding ceremonies or anything else, and indeed you can't, because you won't be the captain of the boat. You'll be one of the main entertainers aboard the boat. And so we'll have to wait till get to your house before we can wed any of the passengers aboard, providing they are sufficiently licensed. This is a great book. You know, we can talk about our view of it. But Stephen Lawson, who is the co-director of the Lab for Research in Gene Regulation at the Linus Pauling Institute in Corvallis, Oregon, this is what he says about the book. This is a stimulating, well-referenced review of alternative and complementary medicine. It's a cause for celebration. Even-handed, sensible approach will provide instruction for adherents and skeptics alike. Healthcare consumers need an objective, comprehensive analysis of the diverse and confusing field of alternative medicine in order to make informed choices, and this terrific book is that resource. And you can have your copy with your pledge of $240 at 800-383-9772.
And I am very concerned about making our challenge match, I shouldn't say challenge, it's a match. $2,500 dollar for dollar match from an anonymous donor, and we certainly wouldn't want to let any of that money go away. You can help us reach that goal with any amount, and you could join Robert in Milwaukee. He says he loves Kathleen's program. He likes this program. He loves this program as well. Or Maureen in Verona says it's just a great source of information and entertainment. Bridget in Port Washington thinks that public radio is invaluable, needs to be supported. Keep up the good work. Bridget says, thank you very much for those comments. And you may have some good comments, too. And if you do, I hope you'll share them when you call in with your contribution. When you call in, you're going to be supporting us. We don't want to lose that matching grant. That is for certain. We'd like to do better than the matching grant, but whatever the amount you can afford to help us meet that matching grant, right now is the time to call in at 1-800-383-9772 or by going online to WPR.org and save us a little bit of money there.
And this book contains five things that the National Center for Complementary and Alternative Medicine lists as its categories. And they are alternative medical systems. We mentioned the Chinese medicine, or mind-body integration, which is like cognitive therapies, biologically based therapies, which would include nutritional supplements, manipulation and body-based methods such as yoga, and energy therapies such as therapeutic touch. So all of these are contained within this single volume, which addresses one topic, alternative medicines. It's just fresh and brand new. It's only been out less than 2 months, I believe.
Yep.
And Christine Larson, who has roots in Wisconsin and mm-hmm. southern Wisconsin, is someone who's been devoting her life to this study and has this book, and it's part of a series that is highly recommended and respected, and you can get your copy right now. And help us meet this grant of $2,500, because if we don't get the $2,500, we don't get the grant, and we would miss out on a nice portion of money that will help us make our goal. Our goal in this half hour is $5,000, so your call will put us along the way. 800-383-9772 or WPR.org.
And obviously, when you listen to Wisconsin Public Radio, you don't get a bill at the end of the month saying, this is what you owe us here at Wisconsin Public Radio. We are on the honor system here. We rely on you to decide how much WPR, Wisconsin Public Radio, is worth to you. And you can double your pleasure and double your fun right now with a contribution to get us over that $2,500 a goal. You enjoy Wisconsin Public Radio. I hope you listen and enjoy the program. I know that. Listeners support this service. It's time for you to call in right now with a contribution. And you know, you were talking yoga. That kind of reminded me of summertime and warm weather, and I got thinking about that cruise and the breeze wafting across the bow of the deck. I might be standing right on the front of that deck. And what did he say in the Titanic movie? I've forgotten the words that he used as he.
So have I. I've forgotten it too, but I can think of a punchline for you. It's like, don't spill the drink, Larry. Because you're out there in the wind. You're pointed in the wind. It's a wonderful time. That cruise, I just think about last summer. We had such a great time, and I would be with you, Larry, if I wasn't going to be out of town that day up at Green Lake taking care of some poetry business. But my heart will be with you. And you will want to be there, too. And about half the crew is already selected.
Yeah.
They've made their choice. They're coming aboard. So why not make your call right now, and you and your special other person will be aboard that ship at 800-383-9772 with a $1,200 pledge.
And the words were, I'm king of the world. Well, I'd be king of the world if we reach our goal of over $2,500, and in fact, if we reach our goal of $13,000 for the program, I'd be ecstatic as well.
Larry, if you look there at the ideas raised number in green,
we're reaching our goals here. The way it looks to me,
I'm certainly hoping we've had a pretty good flurry going here, and we're very thankful to those of you who are pledging. That's why you should get your call in right now, because I think we could make this goal if we keep on with a couple more calls. So make your call now at 800-383-9772.
Carol in Thiensville thinks Wisconsin Public Radio is the last bastion of intelligence anywhere in the country. What do you think of that?
I think that she's a perceptive, bright person, and I intend to include her in my will.
Thanks very much, Carol, for those comments. Charles and Christine in Monroe don't know what they do without Wisconsin Public Radio. Well, what about you now? Give us a call at 1-800-383-9772 or go online to WPR.org. Help us out here as we try to reach our goals for the program. Our matching goals, I want to say a big thanks to Christine Larson, who has a wonderful book titled Alternative Medicine. Again, for that $240, we'll be happy to send you a copy of the book. And for $1,200, you can join us on the cruise as well and become a member of the 9XM Leadership Circle and everything else that goes along with it. 1-800-383-9772 and WPR.org. And thanks so much to our anonymous donor today, who has really helped us to reach our goal or come close to reaching it. We still need a little more help here. Give us a call. And thank you all for listening to Wisconsin Public Radio.